audience or first before Bliss comes?
Yeah, we can do if any member of the audience has any public comments, presentations. You're welcome at this time to make any public statements. We'll, of course, allow public comment on each item. So the reason why we're discussing and reviewing the SEDs are the goals. And one of these, Bliss had me print last night for each of you, the SEV regional economic strategy and how it aligns with our SEDs. Also, what was printed last night is from the future land use chapter. And this is a commercial, this is goal two in the FLU chapter or element, and this is the commercial space opportunity overlay. And so one of the things that we wanted to talk about was actually implementing into the land development code some of these policies that were put into the comp plan because they've really never been codified anywhere. So we have these goals and objectives, but we're not really working towards them. So we want to make sure that we're meeting those. So let's go to... Okay.
Was there any audience participation? Yep. Good morning, Tracy.
So one of the things that... So we have in Objective 1.1, identified desirable business and industry targets. So right now, you can see below, I should have put it in bullet points, these are all the industries we are targeting. With this 2025 update, what we'd like to do is change from green industries and technology to really go to healthcare and technology, just because the federal government is removing subsidies for green technology. We've really had no one interested in coming here to do that type of product, given the demographics where over 50% of the city is over the age of 55. Mm-hmm. I think targeting healthcare and technology is probably a better fit for the needs of the residents and the community than just solely targeting green industries. Of course, you can see that boat building, marine equipment, supplies, and commercial and industrial and aviation is a critical component. So this needs to be updated because now this has InsurTech going in the south part of the city instead of factory direct marine RV. So this is what we've updated so far for the entertainment and leisure. One thing I'd like to add in here is that the city is focusing kind of on expanding access to the trail and amenitizing the trail system. And so we actually have a new development going in right off a park for kind of pickleball courts and a coffee shop right off the trail. So the city's going to be trying to foster that type of active rec adjacent to the trail with some commercial undertones in the future here. So that's an update that we'd like to add to here. And then, again, green industries and technology. You know, I think when I asked the public, about the 120 people, it was pretty much overwhelmingly when I asked about green technology and its implementation, like, should I make all new gas stations at the city have a charging station? Just require it. They have to have at least one charging station. It was overwhelmingly no. So this policy in our SEDs is really, it doesn't align with what the public wants and or is would expect us to be enforcing upon people. Same thing for some of those other kind of technologies. It was just kind of overwhelmingly people didn't want to do that or they didn't want to be forced to do that. Mm-hmm. They felt that the market should just adopt.
I think there's businesses within our city organization or community that probably manage a greener environment. It doesn't necessarily have to be mandated. So I think that's a good substitution. And if you look at healthcare, it's the largest employer in Southeast Volusia County, first of all, with AdventHealth. And all you have to do is travel down a few of the Port Orange, it looks like Medical Row, and 40, it looks, I mean, it's a large business. And as you say, with our population and where we're going, it makes sense to have a focus and attract those industries that would support those things.
Correct. And I think also just getting more healthcare opportunities by targeting it or end up just providing more services.
Would you go back one for
sure.
me just for a moment? So in here we talk about desirable waterfront uses, restaurant, retail, shops, and charter. I know that we're in the midst of moving public works, and that's
correct.
Underway. So if maybe just a little bit of color on where we're at with that. And
so they're currently in the horizontal phase of the project. So they're moving dirt, grading. They're all done with clearing. And that will allow us to move our current We'll eliminate our current buildings at the wastewater plant and allow for expansion. One of the big things that kind of about Main Street and even kind of some areas like Boston, right? The city had rezoned that property on Boston. And interestingly enough, we have this in here, and I think really, you know, in the comp plan, the public said, the river is our greatest asset, and they want to maintain a small town feel and this and that. But encouraging, changing the waterfront to be more commercial was not really a desire. People wanted restaurants and stuff, but they didn't necessarily want Riverside Drive to become more of a commercial mixed use, go down there. So I think that part of that is challenging. To this thing, and I think that's why we've never seen like Boston develop.
There's limited access. There's limited property available for that, right? I mean, it's 95% residential, and there aren't really empty properties,
correct?
Plural, to do commercial on Riverside.
I think it's a nice area to keep on the map, and I think ideally we all have a vision of how walkable and how cute that would be, but the reality is it's expensive, it's challenging for a city to manage and mandate. Feels almost like a partnership with some kind of private, don't know, but
right.
And ideally we'd like to see, if you have people that come into town, where's downtown Edgewater? And it's like, so, I mean, and most people end up going to New Smyrna, and it's cute still. It has its charm, and it has its, but even Canal Street has its challenges. It's getting better, but,
right.
The Flagler Avenue corridor has always been much more lucrative.
Right.
Good morning.
Good morning. My
you
apologies.
Just started. Nope. Trains.
I have never had to wait over 20 minutes for the train, no matter which.
I have.
Place.
Switching.
I went. Yeah. No. My
good.
We actually just went through call to order. There was no minutes. Old business. We're kind of just talking. There wasn't any audience participation, so we've literally just started on the SEDS.
Good. Good, good.
Go ahead, Ryan. He's on page 2, so...
So we're just discussing entertainment, recreation, and leisure services, and just, I think some of the success to the downtown, this Main Street, is going to be a tourism-type pool, and it's going to be capturing, in essence, we're going to be trying to capture those using the boat ramp to stay before and after their boating experience, and so it's interesting that, we're trying to get people to come here. We're trying to do a Main Street, but at the same time, we're trying to keep it quiet. And so, I think trying to flush out that kind of dichotomy where it's will be really crucial to understanding how we're supposed to implement waterfront. Because there is very few spots left in the city that will be developed on the water as full.
All right. We were also talking about eliminating green. That's where Ryan had gotten to, and adding into our SEDS healthcare as one of the goals, which I think you're very familiar with. So that's as far as we've gotten.
Healthcare and, we need to keep technologies.
Yeah, we kept everything else. It was just removing green, add healthcare.
Okay, so then it's aviation, aerospace, and supplies, services, and technologies.
You want to put the list back up, Brian? I think that was on your first page.
Yeah.
Boat building, marine, recreational, commercial, industrial products and services, eliminate green, add healthcare, entertainment, recreational, leisure, aviation, aerospace. I think those were the areas that we wanted to focus on.
Yes.
Okay.
And then with the aviation and the aerospace, I didn't throw it in here, so it's rather big. So back in 22, city passed comp plan amendment to do this commercial space industrial overlay. Since that time, we really haven't done anything in the land development code to help facilitate these goals and objectives.
Well, are you relating it to the comp plan? Okay, and then the comp plan relates to the regional plan. So I just wanted everybody to see that these things support one another, mm-hmm. and that our compliance with the comp plan is a little behind.
Well, I think the purpose of reviewing SEDS was to make sure that we were on the same path, which we're
agreed,
not, and that we've kept up to date with some of those things, because leaders change every couple of years, and it's tough to make sure that there's an alignment there.
Yeah. So under the aviation and aerospace, it talks with whom we are working closely with, Team Volusia, Space Florida, and it says that we will actively pursue, and we are doing this through those entities and SEVMTC. And then if you look at the comp plan policy 114.5, it talks about attracting high technology and other industrial development. Ensure the appropriate land, infrastructure, and amenities are available to attract high technology and other industrial development that is compatible with the local labor force, raw materials, and landform and environmental constraints. And then the comp plan itself, the space overlay, lays out the framework. And there were some very interesting policies in here for helping us achieve that. And if you go to policy 2.1, zoning and land development opportunities, the city shall implement the space overlay through zoning and land development regulations to ensure that the targeted industries associated with the spaceflight industries are captured. 2.11, identify the commercial trends, and that is being done through Team Volusia Space Florida and the Florida Space Commerce. 2.12, identify suitable lands. The city shall identify suitable lands within the city, coordinate with private landowners as to the availability of the lands, and develop targeted space-related businesses. Ryan, are you working with any land owners?
Not at the moment. I mean, based on the comp plan that was done, I will be. I've set up a meeting with FPNL to discuss Park Avenue and getting them to try and get them to essentially once the Space Coast is done and city's done paying for that. The next pad-ready development site will be on Park. And that's based on what the comp plan, you know, that was. It was overwhelming. I had over, I don't know, 60 dots on Park that were industrial. So that will be the next kind of shift. And so we are, I think, 2 weeks from meeting with FPNL to discuss getting significant power to the area, because we know that manufacturing requires a lot of power, and there's not adequate power to encourage people to develop there right now.
That's interesting.
And so it's just something that with InsurTech we're realizing, hey, wait, you know, it's great to have land, but we can't get people to move faster if we don't have it kind of pre-primed for them. Which,
well, they're shovel ready.
Yeah.
And there's
utility ready.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of two different.
So when Whaler did their expansion, we had to bring in a lot of additional utilities.
Yeah.
FPNL works, but it's another added layer of time.
Right. And time is
correct. And so, you know, the whole thing about the space overlay is that it's trying to expedite reviews and the process to get people to come here and
right.
build for their space industry.
So how does that work with FPL? Like, do we invite them to come in?
Yeah, we're going to have a
upgrade.
Meeting with them to talk about development and growth, and then try and get a partnership to, you know, city planning as we are planning to kind of, whether we're going to do utility ready or pad ready, depending on what, just to help facilitate that.
Okay.
Because you're right, one of the big things, too, is if we're focusing on technology. If we get one of these AI hubs or something, not saying we could. I mean, the amount of energy that it would need
is
would
insane.
Be insane. Yeah. So, you know, it's really important that, and even just the manufacturing jobs take a lot of power. So having the infrastructure ready, I think, will be a key portion to having that part of the city develop. And it's really kind of a transition from the park town being built out to now over to Park and facilitating.
Yeah, I mean, that's to be one step ahead of the competition, you know. The other areas, I guess, would be to have that infrastructure ready.
What area are you talking about?
The area in question.
Sorry, I'm say Park, but I'm guessing.
All of Park Avenue
yeah.
is an industrially zoned
right.
corridor. It's the largest in the county.
I get it. But from you talking about, are we talking about west of Parktown? Are we talking about
yes, all the way to Old Mission Road?
Right, because obviously east has power.
Mm-hmm. All the way to Old Mission Road.
So what the public had designated in the condo for these areas here, and this area here, for industrial,
right
down Air Park and all the way down Park for industrial, and right now. You know, there's a lot of things, right? So the city has a lot of traffic coming in with the new development there, so that will probably trigger a light at Park. Likely, eventually a light will need to go at Air Park, and a light will go at Mission. Air Park Road needs to get expanded. There's a lot of things in this area. In order to facilitate, I mean, because what the public had designated is a couple hundred acres. So you're talking about possibly another 3 to 4 million square feet of industrial buildings. That's a lot of traffic, and the roads aren't ready there either.
Correct.
So there's a lot of work
Neither
for the city to get this area ready.
We need an overpass.
We need an overpass. That's a train.
For the train? Yeah.
I'm serious. While I was sitting there thinking, it didn't matter how far south I went, we don't have an overpass.
Well, it's the same thing if you ever had a kid in the school. I mean,
yes.
it's yeah. that's it's just comical.
It is comical.
It's prime time at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Perfect.
It feels
Beautiful.
Like yeah. the train switching.
Or at Daytona State.
Yeah. I mean,
so,
yes.
question, and am I allowed to ask somebody in the audience something?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know Tracy, you had some experience in getting, and so does Bliss, a lot of experience, so I'm not saying they don't, people interested in what other cities are doing that might make them more attractive. Where, what are we missing?
Great question.
Brad, too, yes. I have all kinds of experts here, but I know it isn't me.
Yeah.
I think we can hear you.
That's what we're missing batteries.
Yeah.
I think Edgewater is heading in the right direction with those things. You know, when the overlay, when the overlay, the space overlay comp plan amendment was made, that was language borrowed from the county. So it put us in massage for Southeast Volusia, and then we walked through and we did all three cities. So we had a regional plan that met the county plan. So we, so and I think Bliss as well is, you know, on target with, you know, asking Ryan, you know, what's the next steps we can do to try to accomplish some of these goals identified in the comp plan to further this along, to make us more attractive for that market. But yeah, I think we've recognized the market, and aerospace is it, and that's a great target industry here. That's part one. Part,
somebody needs to be going and selling that, correct?
Well, getting things ready, make sure you have something to sell. So that was the other problem we had, you know, and, you know, Bliss and I worked to sell. And, you know, we work with Brad, too. He brought a couple projects. I have this, but we had no product, whether it didn't have infrastructure, didn't have the appropriate zoning, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just come out of a moratorium on some other areas that you couldn't even get zoning. So make sure you have that product to sell, and then you say, yeah, you go out and sell that as well. Now, the second component to that that a lot of people don't talk about is the affordability of housing. You know, we worked with a large distribution center many years ago, and that was a big part of it, is one of the things they look at. It's great. We got zoning, we got infrastructure, but we've got nowhere to put employees or attract employees. So it's a multi-prong approach to balance all that out. And that's something that, you know, typically Economic Development Board focuses on that non-residential, but also recognize that's an also important component to make the non-residential component work. That help answer some of your questions?
The SEDS plan is important because it all feeds into the reason why people choose here. But I know that city manager-wise, I remember very actively you, Bliss, and you know, Team Volusia out in the community selling our community. And not just, obviously, Edgewater, Southeast Volusia. It was all over Volusia County. Just didn't know how that happens today.
The
city manager wasn't out there that much. Wasn't that active. I know Team Volusia has changed. Brad's obviously still out, you know, representing the entire Volusia County, but just didn't.
And some of that changes with your administration just through elections. You know, we've seen those waves where you get administration in, they don't want Edgewater sold because they think Edgewater shouldn't grow, you know. And so you get some of those waves of administration as well. It's like, let's keep Edgewater the best kept secret. And then usually then as time goes on and you don't have a growth in or diversification of that tax base, then you get a new administration in that comes in and says, hey, we're poor and we need to grow to, you know, backfill the coffers. So it's always that cycle. So.
And on top of that, as he was just a segue right there, you know, we're poor, we need to replenish the coffers. You know, without the diversification of the tax base, we can't pay for all these capital improvement projects. I mean, you can go out for grants and this, that, and the other, but they want to see some, you know,
growth. Skin in the game.
Yeah. Yes,
matching funds, whatever.
And then if your, you know, your rating, your bond rating has slipped, if you do get something, you're getting it at a higher interest rate. And then on top of that, we just need to work as a whole region, Volusia County altogether. Some areas are better than others. But down here, you know, I'm sure Tracy does too. I meet with developers that are interested in coming here because of our location and our close proximity to the Cape. But they don't want to be down there. They'd like to be up here. But the time to develop a piece of property, they can go out west, up north, northwest, buy it, develop it, and be running in 18 months to 2 years. And here,
you're just barely getting permits.
You're just barely getting your permits. And so time is money. They go elsewhere. And I've met with several of those people this year. I love it here. This is where I'd really like to be.
So even with the space overlay, it still has.
Yes. Well, there's no, the space overlay's in here.
Right.
And the expedited review, do we do that? Do we have a plan? Do we have it somewhere that we can read what an expedited review is?
I do not have an SOP. I did expedite the Space Coast one, but that was mostly just convincing them not to originally do the plat and just do a site plan.
But Incertec didn't get the benefit of an expedited
anything. Well, they're getting the benefit of their building expansions only occurring over the concrete, and it was already permitted, so it's just a building permit. So they are getting that benefit.
But they've had problems with water, they've had
correct.
Problems with power.
I mean,
power.
The site location down there,
and that's
really
right
needed,
across the street from Boston Whaler.
Yeah. It needs utilities, and they have to run.
We looked at that property;
now.
It had a lot of.
But you would have thought Factory Direct would have had all those utilities, but they didn't.
More shoestring, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. So the other interesting part about the comprehensive overlay, if you read the language, all non-residential land use categories are eligible for rezoning for the plan unit development zoning classification in order to participate in the expedited review and development of targeted industries. And then it says the following criteria can be used in this implementation policy. So are we, you know, when you're doing this comp plan amendment based on our community of 100, are we making sure to identify where we can expand our industrial lands?
Yeah, as part of the comp plan exercise. Really, I mean, so this policy is stating HUD zoning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, city staff should probably have a base template for that area ready to go. You know, I mean, it's just, to get this ready.
But if you're doing the comp plan, it would seem to me that this is the time, especially going south.
Because you've already had people wanting to change that to residential, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's a concern because those
that's
are prime.
That's a big concern.
That's a big concern.
Mm-hmm. So then as you go on over to the next page of your comprehensive plan in front of you, we've already discussed the expedited review. We need that. It's good to hear you're going to be meeting with Florida Power and Light.
Yeah, and the other challenging part is for the next 3 years, the city is for doing the Parktown project. So, you know, part of this is there's a lot of policies in here that are asking staff to do work. So there's plenty of things for staff to do to get us ready to there. So when we do have the funding, we can then kind of work with private landowners to help get these pads ready.
So for Park Avenue, when we talk about transportation network, I'm stepping down a couple of points. That's 100% up to the city to manage any kind of expansion or improvements on Park Avenue. Is that correct?
So Park and Mission Air Park, are county roads.
County roads.
And they're maintained by the county. So, you know, technically the county, it's a part of their thoroughfare network. So they should, well, with Old Mission. So as impact fees come in, they're going to be upgrading the roads. Obviously, one of the hard parts is depending on how much comes in, you don't get the impact fees till after, you know, till they are building. And so sometimes the challenge is getting the work done prior, before they're actually there.
But when we talk about utilities ready, such as it also has to do that road currently probably is enough for what we have, but
correct.
To add a lot more, which is what we're talking about, it would be a challenge.
And it is the gateway into the Parktown Industrial Center.
It is.
Another one. And if you look right now, I don't know how many of you live in that area, but Samantha and I drive Park Avenue, Old Mission, Glencoe all the time.
Me
and
too.
Glencoe is becoming a truck route. And you're seeing all the, yes, and those S turns.
Yes.
Oh.
Like, why?
Oh, yeah.
Because the, like, right now, you know, we have the
public works. Backed up.
Mm-hmm. We have the public works being built off of Dale Street. Well, the dirt is coming from up there north and like the Tomoka Farms area. Well, it comes down 95. They get off and they don't
right
go 44.
They all ass on.
And they're taking that road, and I mean, it's dump truck after dump truck after dump truck.
For those of us residents that live on this side of town and have to get to that side of town, like a Home Depot or something,
right?
You've always just skipped 44, any
uh-huh.
kind of.
Winkle,
you take Old Mission out, or you go all the way to 95 and come back down.
Right.
Even the people from Oak Hill, they
yeah.
come up US-1.
Old Mission has now become very, very challenging. And
right.
it's, you know. Got those big culverts that look like if anybody happens to push you. Reminds me of 415, which I've never been.
Well, and then you can't use it half a year because of the floods.
Okay, and on the county's website,
yeah. Too soon? Too soon.
Old Mission Road to Josephine, you know, that's West Park Avenue, to West Park Avenue. They have a $2.5 million total expenditure. And that is to shift the road alignment to the west, away from the existing canal. But it doesn't say anything about four-laning it at the same time. They have been acquiring right-of-way with the additional addition of the subdivisions coming online. But there's, you know, I was riding it the other day and looking at it. There's a whole lot more right-of-way to be acquired.
For the second part, the south part, yes.
And the north part. You know, got around the campgrounds, you know. But then if you take this back to the regional plan is so that we can work as a region. And so if we work together, like we're working together on stormwater and other things, as we've worked together on brownfields in the past, if we were to work together on Old Mission Road, we could get that accomplished more easily.
So what does that vision of work together mean, Chris? What does it look like? I understand us understanding and reviewing and being able to talk intelligently, but what other parties? And I think about our city council and the mayor maybe don't have as much knowledge or understanding of this, that maybe those aren't the focus, but
this is why the plan is a good start.
It is.
This is why the economic development directors are working together with, you know, their commissions and the chamber and MTC and Lord knows who else, the Board of Realtors, everybody's working together. The summit, you might want to go ahead and put it on your calendar, is going to be October the 27th this year.
Where will it be?
It's going to be at the Brannon Center. I don't know what time it starts, but it'll end about noon. And, you know, we're going to be coming back and looking at the plan. This year they're focusing on stormwater, I know. And traffic corridors. But this is where the Southeast Volusia plan, the regional plan, was to give us access to state and federal funds. And if we work together as a region, of course, we're stronger. We have more ability to get garner those funds. But it takes the cities working their plans and making sure their comp plan is working with their plan, and then coming together as a region. But it's the individual plans that are going to drive the regional plan. But you have to identify that something that is a win or a need, which will be a win for each of the cities. But this is where bringing people together and uniting them, uniting the vision, uniting the need, and uniting them on how to get the money and solve the problem is where it takes a village. And it brings us all together with our plan. But if people aren't even aware that they have a comprehensive economic development strategy and how it relates to the comp plan, and bring it back and be willing to know that, oh, we have a larger network now in which to work it, it's for naught. This is why I'm trying to connect the dots here, so as we all go out in our sphere of influence, we can be talking about it intelligently and educating our elected officials. You know, they want things solved, but they aren't working together until we bring them together, until the city staff brings them together with other cities. And I don't have a clock up there anymore.
No.
It's not a new problem.
Mike has a hard stop in 15 minutes, so he's got an employee.
This is as far as I wanted to get today. Do y'all have any comments, questions, suggestions?
I have to just applaud you, Bliss. You've always been the champion of how this works for the city of Edgewater. You're out in the community doing many more things. Maybe you should be. Teasing. But it's tough to bring everybody together, and as those people change positions, it feels like it's almost a full-time job to keep people educated on. You know, in my mind, when I heard you say the commercial space overlay, I picture these beautiful new painted walls and having a map that shows those things, and that people that come into this place, but it changes often enough that maybe it isn't, but as part of the decor to give people that visual. This is what the city needs. We need a balance of industrial. We need to attract great jobs here. We need to have an infrastructure corridor, whether it's utilities and roadways and overpasses.
All of that. We all need all that. We do need all that.
Of course.
And
but we first need people to champion.
Yes.
And you're one of the ones I always see consistent. I know there's been other people in this room that have been champions over time.
So the comp plan is on the city's website.
Yes.
I can't find the SEDS on there.
I couldn't either.
The Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, can't find it, much less find the regional plan. So
I don't know if this suggestion would be to someone from the county or to someone in the region, but I see a crosswalk in my head of all of the plans, like a comprehensive spreadsheet with overarching objectives, themes, and goals. And then I'm visual, so just follow.
I am too.
And so in one of the other columns, you have each of the cities and their plans, right? And you're not listing what's in it. Maybe you're just listing the objective or the policy that is covered in that city's comprehensive plan. But again, I don't know who would pull that together. I don't know who would be in charge of maintaining it, but that way you don't have folks sitting here, you know, trying to
form. How does one match with the other?
There used to be bubble charts, right? You know, what this is and what each of the cities, whether that visually, but I agree with you. That's why when I say a map here, where, you know, highlighted in green is, you know, the industrial overlay. And so that when somebody brings it up or somebody's at city council or city council is presented with things, they have an instant reminder that that's an industrial, and we want to maintain that because this city's growth and its tax base is dependent upon building that type of infrastructure.
And when someone tries to make it residential, we it's obvious that.
Well, if y'all remember what Lou had to say last time, our plan, you know, was fantastic.
Spearheaded the rest of it.
And spearheaded the rest of it. New Smyrna Beach is now working on updating their plan. And Oak Hill, we need to check in with them. I think that they are reforming their economic development board, but, you know, they had a plan. So it's a goal.
The thing that comes to my head immediately is, you know, who are the stakeholders? Well, each of the cities, the county, their stakeholders. The colleges, kind of, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, who would put that, who would put that together ultimately? I don't know. Someone who,
for this
who
region,
benefits the most.
Yeah.
For this
yeah.
region, it needs to be, since we have a regional plan, it would need to be people within our region.
Mm-hmm.
So
I see.
We have Samantha. Ryan.
He's got another baby coming in November.
Yeah, I know.
John, Ryan, do you have any help?
For what?
Babies.
Baby or the city? No. babysitting? No, I'm kidding. For any, I mean, for any of this
development.
Yeah, and I don't mean that sarcastically. I mean, honestly.
Well, this is why we need an economic
development. Well, I mean, and I say that truthfully because, you know, it's easy to say, sit here and say as a member, you know, well, is this done? Is this done? Is this done? Is this done? And the truth of the matter is, I'm not real sure unless you're Superman or Superwoman how you would ever get that done if we don't have.
Same
if this is one
manager,
of,
we don't
if this is one of your 12 yeah. jobs, and in right. fairness to you,
and same as city manager,
yeah, I mean it'll be slow, but there will be progress made.
Well, and I don't doubt that. I'm not insulting you. I'm looking out for you. Actually, I just think that that's another reason why this is more of a full time.
We are. Yeah. I am interviewing this week and next week for that. I think it's now a manager, economic development manager.
What was it before?
This is just a lot of upkeep, to Melissa's point, and I think that's true with any of the three cities, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of upkeep, and we're talking about being able to present this and talk intelligently. Well, just the updating to be able to make a overall plan, like Melissa was talking about, seems...
It's a big job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's just... I seemed a little overwhelming.
This is why, you know, we need the city needs to hire some people.
Right. I think it's less about you and more about the city funding helping you to
and it's Ryan not to bash Ryan.
No, it's not.
No,
it's just that's
to
what I'm
bring
saying.
Awareness to this whole issue.
So Ryan said he's interviewing in the next couple of weeks for a manager position, which was upgraded from a coordinator to manager. So I think that's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on, 8 months since we've had you've been doing double duty. So I think well deserved. Where are we at with city manager?
It's paused for the hurricane season, and then it'll start back again.
So in my mind, that person champions a lot of how this plan gets communicated and gets moved forward. So that's disappointing.
At this point, though, because of the last city manager didn't work the comprehensive economic development strategy either, and our council doesn't use it either, it is up to the people sitting here, if you find it valuable and important, to carry that message forward to our new people and our electeds. That this is important. We already have a roadmap. We already have a how-to. We just have to implement it.
Yes. You do, but you also have to have planning and zoning on board. You also, I mean, one hand has to talk to the other. I mean,
but okay,
yeah. So the benefit is it's all
right.
My department. I think once I start getting the staff, I think we'll start rocking and rolling. I think it's just. With everything that is going on at the city, I'm just going to be honest, the growth is incredible right now. I don't think the city has ever had the between subdivisions and site plans, over 40 projects under review or being under constructed at one time. It's a lot.
Sure.
And this planning staff is the same size as it was when we were a city of 10,000 people, and we're now probably getting close to 27.
Hence having a city manager and economic development coordinator so you can go focus. I mean, all of those decisions made to delay
Yeah, because we are managing a lot of things. We're managing doing a $3.5 million DOT grant from Air Park all the way down to Silver Palm, down Silver Palm, connecting 30th.
Right.
So that there's now a sidewalk all the way around. There's a lot of things that are going on in the city, all very positive things. Mm-hmm. I wanted to touch on it very briefly. So I was going to go over Main Street, and we'll go over this again. But one of the big things is that with the mayor acquiring or being able to obtain $1 million in funding.
That's just still preliminary, right?
I believe that the governor did not veto it.
Okay, great.
Good job.
Nice.
And so with the $1 million of ARPA, city staff, and there is a program through Transform 386 for Milton, be coming out in the fall for infrastructure. It's a 50% match using ARPA, the state grant, and money that's been left over in the CRA. We could do about an $8 million project in the CRA for stormwater. Right now, there's all this vacant land against North Orange County along that G2, G11 canal. City are going to propose to council that we use the $4 million to get $8 million to do an $8 million stormwater project over about 30 acres on the G2, G11 canal.
Okay. And now,
hardening
or for making a space for water to go?
Most likely an overflow. It'd be a bermed up pond that would allow the canal to flood it purposefully for storage.
Right.
Where is the G2 canal? Sorry, y'all.
It's see where it says Canal Road? Literally is just going all the way.
It's
down.
On the
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I couldn't read that.
Pearl Street, is it Pearl?
Mm-hmm.
Old County Road.
Okay. So but with that, one of the challenges is I'm going to reallocate most of the funds in the CRA. Now, I'm still under contract to purchase the home behind the police station, so we're going to still work towards that. One of the challenging parts is that the CRA only has 9 years. We'll only have 9 years left.
Right.
So the implementation, right, so these are the properties we own right now. These are the ones that we were going to target. That's what I had brought to you originally. This was kind of a second phase. That would be the whole thing, looking at it.
Wow.
Wait, go back.
But CRAs can be extended.
They can. This,
we own the yellow.
We'd have to go back to the county.
It wouldn't be the first time, would it, Tracy?
The original CRA plan had $2.5 million allocated for stormwater improvements in the CRA. Specifically, it was talking about near 10th and Park was where the focus was in the document. So I think it's we have legal justification in there. That.
But that's, I guess that's a question I have. Do you think it's very valid?
Same with some of the industrial place that we're talking about?
Parktown.
Yes.
You already know this kind of business.
No, no, that does. You do that. But it would benefit, you know, some of that is area there. But what I like to say is remember the CRA district is identified districts, and it's some of the majority of it, some of it. And the dollars that are generated from that district have to be spent back in that district.
Right.
Benefit that district.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it benefits the district. We don't have about 100,000 square feet of industrial flooding consistently.
Correct. And
so that. And Parktown is connected to the G2, G11 canal.
Right.
And so without improvements to it, Parktown has the possibility of flooding in a 500-year storm event.
So it is an opportunity for future.
Correct. I mean,
it's like setting up. Yes. Yes.
Right. And it's within the CRA.
So folks, I know Mike, it's 9 o'clock, and he said he had a hard stop. Was there anything else from your standpoint?
No, it's just that, you know, we would work towards. City staff are going to work towards doing. The reason I had kind of done a smaller vision was just because of the time frame. But we can cover this next time, just some of the elements that I think would make why kind of the site design reasons kind of give you an idea of that could be the downtown. But, of course, we have to talk about what we're going to do with City Hall. That's the big thing.
Babcock's empty again.
You can't use that.
Hey.
And with that?
Just real quickly, I know we don't have time for reports. I was asked or volunteered last time to do just a flyer. This is first pass, first brush. We don't have to discuss it.
I love it.
Love it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Good job.
I'm going to give my daughter kudos. She's the Canva person. Yeah. I just tell her what I want, and she...
We all need one of those.
I know. I got one. You want a borrower? Okay.
Please hang on to your document.
Does this need to be approved by city council or anybody? This is the thought would be, number one, we could use it to promote additional funds from businesses to support the scholarship for trade and or certification programs, or this would be handed out at high schools or for students. Maybe even Daytona State has something that they could provide for students interested in HVAC or nursing or other opportunities.
So this is a once a year.
It is.
March or whatever, we make
the selections, April. Mark, I think that the applications are accepted January through March or January through February.
January, February. So, right. I mean, that's something that, you know, it says apply now.
And oh, yeah, this was, we can change anything we want. We can put a date down there. Good point. You might want to say applications are January through February with announcements made. I think it's actually April.
Well, the guidance counselor will be. We need to check with that because it's. I think you can apply for scholarships at any time. Actually,
that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, there's a deadline.
Like, do we have the forms ready for the next year? Because they can apply whenever.
Yeah, it's a standard.
They're online.
It's a standard form.
I believe
that if you're, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that you can. If you're a senior, you can apply for the scholarships at any time. There's a deadline for each scholarship that's available.
Okay.
Good point. So I can find out when the deadline is, because this is 99% New Smyrna. I think Burns has some input. So I can find out when the deadline and then look at that. But at least just keep this in mind.
That's great.
Think about it, and if you guys have some input, let me know.
Well, I like
perfect. Bliss, do you have anything real quick?
Yes. Please hang on to these documents.
Okay.
The SEDS, the comp plan, and the regional SEDS, we're going to be adding to this. We just didn't want to hand you a bunch of paper, but we're going to be adding to these documents.
Perfect. Mr. Inman.
All is well.
I need to address whether been brought to our attention whether a couple of us are need to be. Or,
yeah, I'll get us reappointed.
Oh, yeah, before you guys came in and sat down, there's a few people.
I'm good.
Mine's coming up. Bliss is expired. You guys is either coming up or expired. So I think we're going to go back to Andrea and see when the last one was, because she kept those pretty good. So for the last year and a half, and then for the next meeting, we'll put that on the agenda.
Sure.
Perfect. Thank you.
If not, I'll run the show.
Oh, motion to adjourn? Go ahead.
Make a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, Brad.